The problem of lawlessness in Iraqi cities is a headache for U.S. and British military commanders. Their forces are still fighting remnants of the Iraqi Republican Guard and other units loyal to Saddam Hussein's regime. But with the collapse of authority in many parts of Iraq, U.S. and British troops are also finding that they're expected to maintain law and order. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
Iraqis accustomed to overwhelming security now find themselves with almost none at all. But U.S. military units in and around Baghdad apparently feel they have their hands full just protecting themselves and carrying out their immediate military work. At the U.S. Central Command headquarters today, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks drew a clear line around what the U.S. military will and will not do.
We seek to create conditions of stability where people can walk the streets safely without looting, without violence, without exploding vehicles. That hasn't occurred yet, so we'll play a role in that, a military role inside of that, to achieve that purpose. In some cases, it may require shooting machine guns in downtown. At no point do we see really becoming a police force.
The U.S. military's refusal to take on policing responsibilities in Baghdad is already angering some humanitarian aid agencies. Kenneth Bacon, the president of Refugees International, served under the last administration as the Pentagon's chief spokesman. That was during the time when the U.S. military had to cope with lawlessness in places like Somalia and Bosnia. Bacon is not surprised U.S. commanders don't want to take on police functions, but he says they have no choice but to do so right now in Iraq.
I think the military is always reluctant to get involved in police work. They're trained as soldiers, not as policemen. And in Iraq, they still have a lot of soldiering to do. But the fact of the matter is, if they don't do the police work now, there's no one else to do it.
The International Committee of the Red Cross today said it is, quote, profoundly alarmed by the chaos currently prevailing in Baghdad and other parts of Iraq. The ICRC statement says the U.S. and British forces, as the occupying powers in Iraq, are obliged under the Geneva Conventions to take all measures in their power to restore and maintain, as far as possible, public order and safety. But Pentagon lawyers are arguing that as long as the war in Iraq is still going on, the United States is not yet an occupying authority. Warfighting, officials here say, remains the most urgent priority. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, meanwhile, today accused the news media of exaggerating the extent of disorder in Baghdad and other Iraqi cities while missing the big story.
I picked up a newspaper today, and I couldn't believe it. I read 8 headlines that talked about chaos, violence, unrest, and it just was henny penny. The sky is falling. I've never seen anything like it. And here is a country that's being liberated.
Rumsfeld said U.S. forces in Baghdad are doing what they can to stop the looting. They are protecting hospitals, power plants, and other critical facilities, he said, and they will soon be looking to reestablish local police forces.
We haven't gone in and done away with any police. In fact, we're looking for police in those villages and towns who can, in fact, assist in providing order to the extent there are people who can do it in a manner that's consistent with our values.
Much of the work of reconstituting Iraqi government services will fall to a Pentagon team under the direction of retired General Jay Garner, but Garner and his staff are still in Kuwait, and a senior U.S. official currently with Garner says U.S. military commanders do not yet feel conditions are ready for the team to move to Iraq. Nobody doubts this has to get going, the official says, but this is a balancing act. We're still involved in a war. At the same time, we're trying to decide what we can do to make things better. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.